Amen. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we shall continue our study of 1 Timothy. Shall we sing him 322? 322. One, okay, two. I hope that tonight will be better, huh? I'm sorry to ask you to stand up last night. I feel like, I feel sorry for you and for myself also. But I'm thinking I'm also standing up, right? So if it is a punishment, I punish myself all the time, so. Yeah, especially if you have jet lag, it's very difficult to keep awake. Our brother just told me that we don't come to NYTS to sleep, right? So if you feel sleepy, can learn from this brother. He says that he prayed to Jesus, Lord, I'm sick of sleeping. Help me. Help my unbelief. Help my help my 瞌睡虫. Help my to get rid of this box of dozing box. Take it away, dozing box, 瞌睡虫. So let the Lord help us. Take notes and pray to the Lord so that we can all learn something from the Bible. Let's all kneel down and pray together.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Okay, Chris, Lisa, sorry. What is the theme of the First Timothy? Okay, Jason. I think Jason is from Taiwan. Where's Jason? Jason is not here. Oh, he's interpreting. Okay. Aubrey. So first chapter, he's talking about. Most important thing is talk about love, not heresy, right? So where does love come from? Okay, pure heart, clear conscience, and sincere face. Reina Lu, who is Reina? You're Reina, okay. So, then Paul started talking about his life. He talked about he was a singer, God saved him, and then, God sent him. What is this about? What is this? Huh? This is concerning God's what to him? God's love, right? So you look at the first chapter, actually. He talked about the most important thing in the church is that you should talk about love, right? And then I talk about his own life. Look at me. I received great love from our Lord Jesus Christ. So in the church, we shall talk about the love of Jesus Christ. How you feel about the love of Jesus Christ. Use the love of Jesus Christ to compare brothers and sisters. Knowledge pop up. Love build up. So we in the church, especially when the church is in chaotic situation, sometimes it's not to address the problems that brother and sister have. For example, A is fighting with B in the church, and the church is in very chaotic situation, right? Now, of course, from the podium, we can talk about, please don't fight, fighting is from Satan, that kind of story, right? That kind of teaching. But actually, you can also talk about Jesus' love. Because when everybody feels Jesus' love, their heart will be melted. And then they shall have peace in among us. So really, in the church, right, sometimes we have a lot of debate. You know, some people talk about idol babbling, profane stuff, earthly stuff, no Bible base, and then we fight with one another. No, it is not biblical, but I have logic. This, you know, we're fighting each other together. A lot of time, if you keep addressing the issue, it's not going to help the whole church, really. If you have one understanding, I have mine. It's very difficult sometimes for me to convince you, and it's so difficult for you to convert me also, because we are all very individuals. Be honest with you, a lot of times the truth, right, it's not easy to understand immediately. When I was in TTP, sometimes, it took me years for me to understand why certain theory is not biblical. Even like before I go to TDP, I was a council member, I was a religious affair. I thought I know the Bible from when I was young. And then they present a new ideas, and I buy it at the beginning. But many people keep telling me, oh, you should think about it second times, right? And it took me about 3 to 4 years for me to totally realize what was going on. Sometimes we can continue to debate endless genealogy, you know, the things that without Bible base, you can, but a lot of time, the more debate, the more chaotic the church is going to be, you know? Because who is going to win? When we fight with one with each other, who is going to win? I think Satan is going to win, not you and me, right? So at that time, really, love of God shall kick in. God, love me, even though I'm a sinner. You know, God, save me. God, send me. God, empower me to do the things that you want me to do. Then if everyone feel like God, love of Jesus is prevailing among us, our heart will be melted, and we shall not try to win over people. We will just, okay, you know, whatever God wanted to happen, it will happen, but for sure, God will reveal himself. God will reveal what is his true will eventually in the church. Then we have peace in our heart. Otherwise, a lot of time, we feel like debate, fighting. And everybody lost peace. Looks like there's a storm prevailing in among the church. Then church become a place that we don't like to go to. Why? I go to church just to see, just to argue, just to, you know, this is not love. That's why in the house of God, forget about debate. Forget about the things, you know, that is profane, that is secular. Talk about the love of Jesus Christ. These first things, right? Let's turn to, then we talk about prayer. Second chapter. 1 Timothy. Chapter 2. The most important thing to do in church, beside love, is really prayer. Lisa, please read. Chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. Two. Three. Okay. Verse 4. The purpose for church to exist on earth is to save Saul. And how do we save Saul? Jesus said he is the way, the truth, the life. So the church is the pillar and foundation of truth. So we preach truth. But how can people accept truth? The Holy Spirit got to move around in among us so that the Lord can open people's heart and they can accept truth. Thank you, Ian. Appreciate it. So in the church, first thing is that, we should, very important thing is that we talk about prayer. Why do we need to pray in the church? Anybody? Why do we need to emphasize praying in the church? Why? Truly, in Tuesday church, right, we truly emphasize prayer. What is the first thing we do when you come, when we begin the class? We pray for 1 hour, right? What is the last things we do before we conclude the class? We pray, right? Now we pray and pray. Why pray is so important? You know what students like to do most? I think I shared this with you in the past. When it comes to picnic and SSC, if you give students to choose, which one they will choose? Picnic, right? Everybody likes to go picnic. In the past, and when we have SSC, many people dislike prayer. If there's a prayer section, people will say, oh, I will go to the bathroom. Niaodun. Because use this method, I can sneak away. But without prayer in depth, a lot of time, the truth cannot be truly enjoyable. For some reason, no? When I help the SSC or NYTS, I noticed one fact. If everybody prays good, no matter who are the speakers, they always feel, wow, this is the church in heaven. This is the heaven. I don't want to go home. I like it over here. Right? When there's a good prayer, even like I heard some brother and sister who came from a place where have a small congregation, they are crying in the airport. It's SSC student. They are crying. They talk to the father. I don't want to go home. I want to stay in the church. They enjoyed it. But if there's not enough prayer, they start to criticize. Oh, the food is so awful, right? And they force us to fast and pray, right? This is so inhumane, right? What on the earth that people can force us to go without food? This is so wrong. And then, the bed is so difficult to sleep. I miss my sofa at home, right? I miss my internet. Without prayer, really, all the survey is talking about this. If people have good prayer, it's very different. One time in NYTS, I remember there was a brother. I still remember his sharing, right? He shared us his photos. His house is about 10 steps to the lake. Very beautiful tranquility area. Like he can fish all the time, right? But you come to NYTS, first few days, he always sit at the back, a lot of time dozing off. For some reason, God moved him in the prayer. At the third day or fourth day, he sit at the first pew, open his eyes widely, right? For some reason, God just moved his heart. He want to learn, right? Then last day, he want to share his reflection. When he want to share, I truly want to learn what he's trying to say, right? Wow, he's saying that, wow, everything over here is so good. The food is much better than the sashimi he got from the lake, right? And the bed, wow, is so awesome because after he got tired at daytime, when he hit the pillows, he can sleep like a pig, right? Like everything is good. The food is delicious. Everything is good. What is the difference? The difference has come from prayer. I hope one day you can experience this. I keep telling you, my brothers and sisters, what is the bad things that True Jesus Church have? I told you in the past, we do not have the best chapels. This is one of the best chapels in USA. But if you compare with some cathedrals, right? This is nothing. We don't have the best speakers in True Jesus Church. The best speakers you can find on TV, right? We don't have the best choirs on earth. Yeah, we have a lot of good choirs in Korea and some good choirs in Taiwan, right? But you compare those radio stations, those choirs are really awesome, right? So what do you have over here? We truly have Jesus Christ. We truly have God, which is tangible, that you can experience in your prayer. Really, everybody have deep prayer. They really enjoy the church. 1 year, NATS, there are so many words of God over there. Visions and signs and wonders, right? A brother from North Carolina, I still remember. North Carolina or Virginia, anyway, a place where do not have a lot of congregation, right? when he was in prayer, like, he started to saw a lake full of dirt. A lot of dirty stuff inside. And those dirty stuff remind of him of his iniquities. And he was saying, how come I'm so sinful, right? And then suddenly blood dropped into the lake and everything just cleaned up. The water is like crystal clear. And from the water, he started to see a ladder. And he did up indeed, because it's a reflection of above, right? Because the water becomes so clean. And the ladder actually is from above. And he started to climb the ladder and feel so joyful in that NATS song. So pray then. They are full of testimonies over here. Prayer is the most important thing you should pursue after in True Jesus Church. Oh. Some of you are still staying in the pew, right? When you pray. I really hope that you can come to the front and pray. Sometimes we ask ourselves, why do you need to come to the front and pray? Jesus said, he prayed in a stone throw, 到一箭之远的地方去祷告. Why? That shows your desire, your heart. You want to get closer. Really, you won't get closer. It's not God, it's not over there. It's not God, it's not with the pew. But when you go out to here, like you have heart, you want to pursue after God, then your prayer will become very different. So truly, we got to, in the house of God, we got to talk about, most important thing is prayer. You know what is the best holy work you can do in the local church? Of course, you can be an IE teacher. You can lead the hymn, you can do the interpretation work, but to me, your best holy work is to mobilize some of your peers to pray for the church. Seriously, this is some easy things that you can do. You have so many pals, so many good friends from NYTS, right? You have college fellowship, you have senior class. You should call people, especially before the convocation, 1 month or 2 months, right? You know, why don't we like spare time to pray for the church? And in lunch hour, why don't you pray first before you go to eat? You pray for 20 minutes for the church. You will become a great power for the church. We all like to see the miracle, the glories, the wonders of the Lord, because we want God to be glorified, we want God to save more people. But I'm telling you, without a lot of people praying, we cannot move God to do that. You know, one of the churches that impressed me most is Bowen Park Church. When I was there for 6 years, one of the time we had more than 72 seekers in one of the evangelical nine. It is so amazing. More than 72 seekers. And a lot of time, if you look at this church, more than 20 people got baptized within a year. It's a good church. Why is it so good church? Council itself is very solid. They pay attention to prayer. Council members themselves will talk to each other, encourage each other, fast 2 months, 1 meal a day, 2 months before convocation. I think almost council members will do that, 2 months before convocation. No wonder God was so pleased with them. No wonder the holy work is so vivid. No wonder when true seekers come, they see Jesus. They see Jesus. They saw glorious light on the podium. It is because God was working over there mightily. You know, in True Jesus Church, right? It is not any gifted person can do anything, you know? It is not, this pastor is good, therefore the church is good. It's not like, it's nothing to do with human being. All the best worker in TCC, I'm telling you, most of them got chopped down already. This is very sad, right? They are so gifted and so powerful. But Satan loved them most. It is very sad to say this, right? But this is also one thing God wants us to know. Most important thing in the church is really prayer. If you are willing to participate in that prayer team, spare some time to do that, you'll be very different. Let me give you another story that I just encountered with one of the local churches. Maybe I can share the name so you can, know what I'm talking about. Before I come to Elizabeth Church 1 year before, right, they started to have a Wednesday night, a group of people from a family area, Xibei Chuya. There's a certain area, a few family, they started to realize how important prayer is. So they gather together every week, pray for 30 minutes, just for evangelical work. This group of people, they are very lovely brothers and sisters. They love to do evangelical work. Since day one, since they got believe in Jesus Christ, they love to do evangelical work, right? They use a lot of hearts, put a lot of hearts into evangelical work. They do it to a point that they will accompany the truth seeker to go dancing. Because the truth seeker is a dance, is a teacher that teach dance class, right? She teach dancing. So members go to join her class, learn dancing from her. What is the purpose for to learn dancing from her? Because they want to preach to that teacher. Right? They really preach so hard. 陪人家唱歌跳舞，真的。 True seeker love to sing, they will accompany them to sing. True seeker love to dance, they will accompany them to dance. They use all their hearts to preach and go to hospitals many times just to evangelize, right? But the result is very limited. They sometimes feel very sad, right? 明明这个 true seeker, this true seeker say he want to get baptized already, but he died before he had a chance to get baptized. Oh, everybody feels so sad. Come on, he just want to be baptized, right? A soul, very precious soul, right? But just die, right? But you know, everything changed. They themselves feel it. After they gather together to pray 30 minutes, it's on Wednesday night, 30 minutes, everything changed. I've been in this church for about 2-3 years already. You know what? I would say 90% of people who got baptized is from that family area. I'm sorry to say that. How come the other family area do not have people to come to baptized? It's evidently this group of people, they spend time in their prayer. Like for you, some of you, you want to revive your fellowship, right? Some of you, you have hard to revive your fellowship. Really, the key relies on few people, maybe two or three. You set up your time and pray together, then you will see the guidance of the Lord. Let's read 1 Samuel. Chapter 12, verse 33. 你们有的还是很累，如果你们真的很累的话，可以站起来到后面去听。 谢谢你们。 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 33. Sorry, 23. Hey, Lisa, read out loud. Anybody can read as loud as Lisa? I don't want to bother her all the time. Matthew, I thought you had a very good voice. Huh? Oh, yeah, you're sick. No wonder. Uh-oh. Yeah, try. But if you are too sick, I can spare you. Please try again. 23. Amen. Samuel said, I will never stop praying for you to sin against God. Samuel feel like God. Stop praying for you is a sin against God. No wonder when Samuel was a prophet, the council was going up. He helped King Saul. King Saul became a stronger king, and later on helped King David. And then the country is getting better and better. But when the prophet gave up to pray for the church, everything turned south. Please read Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 18. Jeremiah chapter 18. Verse 18. This is amazing, right? Jeremiah was a prophet who lamented for the people and kept praying for the people in the past, but he was like criticized, ridiculed. They like gave up on praying for people. And guess what happened? Who can read out loud? I don't know who can do that. Hey, Henry, you want to give a try? Read out loud, please. Okay, so you can see that they do have workers, but many of them, they are false prophets, right? And they want to use their tongue to strike Jeremiah. Verse 19, continue reading it. This is the prayer of Jeremiah, right? See, used to intercede for them, and therefore God turned his race from the people. But guess what? 21. Wow, this is Prophet Jeremiah, right? He was fed up. I pray for you, and you know, God's turned his anger from you. But you guys, how you guys treat me? You guys use your tongue to strike me. You guys try to harm me, right? I give up. Lord, may their wife become widows. May them die in the battles. Guess what? After Jeremiah gave up on praying for people, the country got destroyed when he was still alive. The country was destroyed. You know, we are human beings, you know. Sometimes we are discouraged too. I'm so nice to you guys, but you guys are so evil to me. Ah, forget about it. I'm not going to pray for you anymore, you know. Let the Lord take care of his own businesses. You want to have race, let him to have race. You want to get angry, let him to get angry. A lot of times when worker fed up, give up, disaster comes. So, brethren, we should not give up. Our church is not that evil yet. You know, nobody used their tongue to strike you, right? Not yet, right? Let's turn to Psalm 106, verse 23. Psalm 106, verse 23. 106, 23. Chris, please read. One person can save 2 million people's lives. Can you imagine that? Moses stand on the portico, on the bridge. One person standing on the bridge, 2 million people were saved. So brethren, I don't know how to say this to you. You know, in the house of God, most important thing is love. Then, really, most important thing is talk about prayer. You want to do church businesses, we got to pray. We got to pray. I think you heard this testimony for many times already. Yeah. African brethren really know how to pray. African brethren really know how to pray. I share with you, every time I go there, right, when I saw them pray, I really feel like to take out my camera to photo them. Because over there, I truly see what does it mean by 汗滴如水点滴在地上. The sweat is like blood dropping on the ground. I saw this in the Bible. And I saw that in Africa. Maybe it's human, maybe it's hot. I don't know why. But when they pray, right? Oh, man, I really, You just see how sincere, how genuine, how hard they pray. You know, all the sweats, right? It's like, really, like, sweat is like blood dropping. A lot of times I feel like taking my camera to photo them, but I'm afraid the camera will shine with light, and they might be mistaken, it's a glorious light. So I say, okay, forget about it, right? But that picture is really amazing in my heart. Now, African ministers, I heard it from Pastor Liang, he shared a testimony, right? A lot of time, they just bring a bucket of water to a cave, a Bible and a bucket of water to the cave, and fast and pray in the cave. They just read Bible and pray, you know, thirsty, they just drink water without food for days, for even sometimes for weeks, huh? Long time. And when they come back, they feel power. They feel power. They say that the church problem just disappeared by itself. They say that when they read Bible, the Bible becomes very different. Every word becomes three-dimensional, right? Jump out from the paper, talking directly into their heart. They feel like when they preach with power. So brethren, in the church, in true Jesus church, we got to restore the spirit of prayer in the apostolic time. It is very sad sometimes to see that in some of our training, we do not focus enough, or you do not focus enough on prayer. I hope that in your life, at least you can experience that kind of, really ask if you are talking to God face to face. I don't know how to explain this to you. You will know when you are there. It's like, well, for me, right? I truly feel like sometimes God embraces me with his big arms. For me, I don't know how you feel. Every person is different. Sometimes feel like they are in tranquil, joyful. Many of you probably have experienced this, but if you've never experienced this, right? Try to experience that, then you will know that indeed God is good. God is beyond description. And it can only be experienced in your prayer, right? Now, as a personal, in the church, we should talk about prayer. Personal cultivation, prayer is also very important, right? Now, let's talk about, I missed a point. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Chapter 6, verse 12. Justin Chen, please read. We are fighting with Satan, the principality and power in the air. So brethren, I mean, to overcome Satan, there's no other way. The only way is to pray. Satan can try to damage the holy work and the church, the holy work. Satan used Judah to betray Jesus Christ. Satan used Jewish people to persecute Paul. No matter where he goes, some Jewish people will come and just try to bother him, right? And nowadays, Satan's work is very subtle. We can only overcome Satan by prayer more. How many of you have ever observed that, you truly want to help the Lord Jesus Christ, but Satan came to bother, and therefore your doing cannot be as smoothly? Or have you ever experienced that, you leave full steps for Satan, and your holy work is not very smooth? How many of you experienced that? To me, it is very real, huh? When I was young, a young man like you guys in college years, I was doing interpretation jobs. I'm not a good person all the time. Sometimes I leave rooms for Satan, right? And when I leave rooms for Satan, when I try to do interpretation work, I hear someone is making sound over here. Like, the sound is like, oh, it's like buzzing sound, right? So I have hard time to hear from the speaker. It's not because I did not sleep well. It's not because I was sick. It just, it's, when I go down, the sound is gone, right? When I stand up on the podium, the sound starts buzzing. And then I truly have hard time because when I was young, really interpretation is nothing for me at that time, right? It's so easy for me. But just keep obstacles. We are fighting with Satan. I don't know about you, huh? But a lot of time when in this time in South Africa, we go to South Africa. At the beginning, oh, Brother Chang is a worker over there. Brother Chang will tell the mainland people from mainland China, oh, I'm going to sell the house. I'm going to sell the church. Because nobody come to the church for services, right? You really want to sell the church. And then the brother and sister from mainland said, no, please don't. We like to go to church. But Brother Chang said, if you say you like to go to church, but you know, on Sabbath day, very few people come. So what is church for? Let's sell it. Of course, he just tried to stir up their faith, not truly want to sell the church premises, right? But for some reason, oh, God moved their heart. More people moved from the other, you know, in South Africa, they were Lai Suo Tuo, they were other country. It's a country within the country. So those brothers, sisters, many of them, because of want to keep Sabbath day, they moved closer to Johnny Hesburgh. And guess what? When people started to try to come back to the church, right? They start to realize so many obstacles. Sometimes they got robbed on the way to the church. Sometimes when they go back to their house, something wrong. And sometimes they got stopped by the police. And the policeman want to see their ID and want their money. So, can you guess what? The time they want to get zealous, and they are obstacles. And it is so clear to them, right? So really, at that time, the only way is that we can pray, oh, and then we can win over. And it was so clear to them. A brother saw vision. Oh. When there's nobody, when there's people prayer in the chapel, he saw Satan's are dozing off, doing nothing, because people are praying. When you see that people are dozing off, nobody was praying, Satan was working hard. That's really amazing. When people pray, Satan dozes off. When we doze off, we do not pray, Satan works hard. So for you, maybe you are an IE teacher. Maybe you can interpret for the Lord. Maybe you play piano. But to me, the greatest holy work you can participate in the church is that join the prayer team. Several person gather together, especially pray for the coming spiritual convocation. Maybe dedicate 30 minutes a week. Only 30 minutes a week. Maybe this certain group of people even can fast for the church. You will see the differences. This is true Jesus Church. This is not any church. Other church can be prospered by human's gift, but I'm sorry, not in TJC. Otherwise, human will receive glory instead of God. As our personal life, prayer shall play the most important priority in your life also. Your personal cultivation. This is what Jesus do. Turn to Luke chapter 5, verse 15. Luke 5, 15. 5:15. Vivian Chen? Vivian. Okay, so you can see many people like to hear Jesus' sermon, and some people like to have healing, but Jesus withdrew himself to pray. So prayer is more important than giving sermon and healing. Wow. Prayer is more important than listening to the sermon. Wow. That's amazing, right? Let's read another one. Mark chapter 1, verse 38. Mark chapter 1, verse 38. Jin Lin, 138. Preaching is more important than healing. Because verse 37, many people are seeking for Jesus. Why? Because Jesus can heal, right? But preaching, so you can see the priority is very clear. Prayer is more important than preaching. Preaching is more important than healing. And Jesus do three things when he was on earth. Prayer, preaching, healing, right? So today in your personal cultivation, prayer should be the first priority in your cultivation. So pray there now. I really encourage you. I saw you doing it already. Please continue doing it, right? Some of you like hang out in the Google Plus, there's a hangout, Google Plus hangout. Some of you maybe use Skype, right? Even though you are in the corner of the earth, there's no one with you. But you know, now there is a global village. You can always find brother and sister to pray together. That's good, continue doing it. It is a way to sustain your faith. And it is the way to help your local church. When you pray, especially if the youth is from the same local area, when it comes to spirit communication, saving soul, important stuff, please pray together for that kind of stuff. It is important for our spiritual cultivation. Have you ever feel like people can find fault with you easily? For example, if you can, you want to find fault with me, right? Sometimes I feel like maybe people can find my shortcoming easily if they truly try to find fault with me, right? But there's a person, no one is able to find fault with him at all, not at all. And he was a very important figure. He was a prime minister. See, he deals so many, you know, if you do nothing, it's hard to find fault with you. But if you do so many businesses, it's so easy to pick up your mistakes. Daniel, sometimes when I think about Daniel, right? He was such a important person. How can a person do so many and you still cannot find fault with him? And the Bible really gives us a secret. He fixed time, fixed place, fixed direction to pray every day. Fixed time, 3 days, three times in a day. Fixed place, upper floor, quiet place. Which direction? Open to Jerusalem. This is how he was successful on earth. I know sometimes maybe in the future you will be a doctor, you will be a lawyer, you will be an architect, you will be a librarian, you will be a truck driver. Doesn't matter, but if you want to have a peaceful life, happy life, successful life, really, we learn from Daniel. Daniel and Jesus, they all give us the same example. No people can fight fought with you and you yourself have such tranquility. That kind of peace is even more powerful than the order of the king, than your life. You know the Bible say, 你的慈爱比生命更美. Your love is more beautiful than life. Your gracious is more beautiful than life. A lot of times, when you pray to a point, right? Like Daniel, how come people say that I'm going to throw you into the lion's den? If you pray, you will continue doing it. Because I think he experienced that sentence. 你的慈爱比生命更美. You are gracious. Your love, your grace is more beautiful than life. How do you experience it? Experience it from your daily cultivation. And then, of course, the Bible here, let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2. Right, time is up. I will continue next section. Let's pray in silence. Amen. I really appreciate it that if you are tired, you can stand at the back. Let's go to exercise.